nice on these beats.
Kaabo sori eto yi, Ike Egbele Olumide podcast. You already know the drill by now. Olumide is a good podcast. Welcome back to my space. Actually, I don't know what this podcast is about, so let me just put that as a disclaimer now. So it's not like when you listen to like 1 minute before you be like, what's this boy talking about? I'm not talking about anything, but I'm talking about everything. First of all, I'm very happy about the turnout of events, at least from Friday. I don't know Friday date, Friday. Yeah, okay, Friday was 11th of June. Turnout of events from 11th of June down to today, which is Monday, 14th of June. And I'm only happy about one thing, basically. People are beginning to see that Takeoff is a very, very good rapper. And it makes me happy, it makes me smile, you know. When I dropped it in my own popular music opinion, I'm sure some people were like, But now they are beginning to see, ad-lib things, you know, I got to come up for my boy Takeoff. Takeoff! I'm about to take off like the third Migo. I should be a rapper. Stop playing with me. But anyway, welcome. I don't know what I want to talk about. Let me just put this out here. I'm just, you know when you don't have anything to do, but you're meant to be doing something, but you don't want to do that thing that you're meant to do. So you just use another shit as escapism. That's what I'm doing right now. This is an escape from what I'm meant to be doing. So let me just get to the rambling. What's popping? Brand new whip just something. I still feel slighted that song didn't win best rap performance at the 2021 Grammys, because Jakalo had every element of rap in that song. He had lyricism, he had flows, he had cadence, he had a storyline, bro. It was not just going bar for bar, which he also had on the song. So I don't know, them giving Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B because of WAP, or who did they even give? I think no, it was Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce. Yeah, I didn't even want to know the title of the song. Just let it go, let it go. Man, I'm pissed, man. Jakalo was popping. Brand new whip just something. You people are playing with Jakalo, man. That song should be a Grammy winning song. But agenda must agenda. I guess agenda must agenda. So it is what it is. I can't stay mad at a nigga winning, you know. It's for the black culture, they keep saying. Anytime they want to give black people award, it's like they give you award in the category of rap or best global album. We know this agenda. People don't see. Fuck them for not giving The Weeknd best album. Fuck them for not nominating J-O's The Big Conspiracy. Big Conspiracy, that's the album's name. Fuck them. I don't give a fuck. This podcast is on explicit here, so expect explicit word. So don't expect me to say some my shit. I'm mad. Anyway, let's move on. This shit I want to talk about won't take long, but it's something funny, yeah? If you don't use Twitter, I'm sure you must at least by now know that Twitter got suspended. Because for some weird reasons, the president tweeted some things that, you know, Twitter bodies were not. Twitter policies didn't go. No, what's the word? The president tweeted out some things. And one of those things he tweeted did not align with some policies on Twitter. So that tweet had to be taken down. So basically, if you live in Nigeria, and if you are not listening from Nigeria, if I have international audience, someone multi-blue, but I don't think I have any international audience. So people in Nigeria right now know Twitter is banned. No new news. That should be wow. That's an alliteration. No new news. Olumide Opolo Epegan. Wow. Oh, they fail English in YX. Oh girl, Opolo Epegan. I don't fail English in YX. Stop laughing. Anyway, no new news. Twitter got banned. And this Adamu Garba apparently had an app called Crow. CROWEE. Once again, for those who don't know the app name, CROWEE. Crow. So basically, I love what niggas did, or what Nigerians did to this nigga. For you to rate an app, yeah, you have to download it and give your ratings. Whether honest or not, people will know. Just rate it. That's the basic shit. So when Nigerians notice that, yeah, you deprived us of what gives us joy, what we use as business avenues, what we use for marketing, yeah, and you are trying to infiltrate our mind with your own app, or make us just, you know, come to that compromise that, okay, yeah, there's no Twitter, we're gonna use your Crow app or whatever you name the app, yeah. Things happened, bruh. People went on Play Store and they batched this app, bro. The rating was wild, it was fucking buck wild. I'm not even capping for the culture. This shit was fucking buck wild. And bro, this shit was wild. Let's not even act like we don't know. If you need the ratings, I can't even start reading the ratings out. Just Google Crow app ratings, bro. You are going to have time of your life, no cap. So they went on Play Store apparently, and they badged this app. Like, they gave it, if there's anything so-called minus one rating, bro, this app fell into the minus one rating. But you know, there's no such thing as minus one rating. Imagine an app having a 1.0 rating. That's bad, bro. Because you can't rate it down, you can only rate up. And by rate down, I mean you can't remove a star from an app. The least you can give it is one star. So it just had to be on the one star things, because people were like, this shit is not an app. Like, it's not a social app like it claims to be. Rather, it was, if you install it, it will infiltrate your private data on the phone and start taking your personal information elsewhere for some agendas they don't know. But bro, the ratings were wild, just to be frank with you. So today being Monday, 14th of June, bro, they took the app down on Play Store. 50-50. If you want to ban Twitter, bro, we ban your app. Like, guy, this shit, they make me laugh, I swear. I'm just reading some tweets now and I'm like, nah, niggas are wild, man. Niggas are wild. Someone tweeted, they don't come out Adamu Gaba app from Play Store. Half time scores FG1, Twitter NG1. Game on. Like, and this man is so dumb. Like, he still wants to sue Play Store for what? You know what it takes for thousands of people to come into an agreement or some sort of, you know, compromise. Let me just use that word. They come into a sort of compromise and like, yo, bro, these are what we are gonna do. And they come online and they bash your app, bro. Hide your face, bro. So basically, this Adamu Gaba nigga, yeah, is planning on suing Play Store. I would love to see how that turns out. A year ago, during Corona time, he tried to sue Twitter, but till today, no court date have been set, if you get what I mean. No court date has been set as of 14th of June. Since last year, na meant along. I think that's all I want to see on this shit. I don't know what else I want to see. And for my basketball people, yeah, Nets in six. See, if you watch NBA, have faith in Kevin Durant. James Harden will be back, inshallah, at the right time, by God's grace. If Milwaukee Bucks should beat the Brooklyn Nets this season, bro, we are doomed, we are done. And before you start saying I'm a bandwagon, please let me explain my stance on this shit. I, Olumide Stephen Akinwale, I'm not a bandwagon. A bandwagon is someone who does not have a team and who chooses to jump teams according to winning percentage. I did not jump no teams, if you get what I mean. I stick to my Golden State Warriors, Chef Steph Curry, bro. Life, till death to do us apart. Yeah, Golden State Warriors, life. Okay, not till death do us apart, or till Curry retires, I beg. But I'm not a bandwagon. But this is the deal, yeah? James Harden made me love basketball. So since the Golden State Warriors did not make the playoffs because of some one or twos, I have to support my boy James Harden, the Brooklyn Nets. But as it is looking, the Brooklyn Nets are in a hot pot of dangerous beans, you know? I want spice. All those beans that always peppery, too, I need our agege bread, only succulent, only taking the, you know, all the goodness from it. They are in some shit, bro, but like, I believe if James Harden should come back, Kevin Durant will find a better shot option. Because all Kevin Durant has now is, I don't even know, no Spencer Dinwiddie, no Jeff Green, no Kyrie Irving, bro, like, saddening. Only Kevin Durant, one man no fee rule one team now, so all the ups. See, there are many ups. There's an up around me now. That guy is a LeBron James fan. He's very happy, like Kevin Durant is finally getting to see what it means to carry a team. But trust me, boxing six, we are winning this series. I said boxing six. No. Nets in six. Yeah, that's the word. Nets in six. We are winning this series. If Nets, mark my words though, if you watch NBA, if Nets, that is the Brooklyn Nets, don't win the championship this year, I feel Phoenix Suns are gonna win. Because Chris Paul and Devin Booker are some horrendous things, bro. They are treating niggas horrendously. Yeah, they have no heart, bro. No heart. They are heartless, stone cold. Nah, bro. They're different. Trust me. Rema released one song. Oh yeah, mad gum. Soundgasm. Like, bro, I know I'm single, but you know, suppose you release that kind of song when you know say I'm single. Ah no, Rema. When Rema was recording that shit, yeah, he did not have single niggas like me at heart. Cause and the bridge of that song when he went ASMR, bro, that shit was fucking crazy. Like, nah, see, Rema is clear. Go agenda at FM are building and that, this and that. Don't just include Rema, cause I be seeing some agendas and I'm like, bro, imagine people saying Ruga's bounce is better than Rema. Like, yeah, Ruga's bounce is nice. It's nice. If I do say so myself, but Rema's bounce, from who do the beat jazzy? Dum 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 bra. I'm in love with your booty bounce. I'm in love with your booty bounce. Nah, stop playing with Rema. Rema is clear. Of his peers, though, like this present generation, these niggas coming up, like, don't compare them to Rema. If Rema wants to go rap, he will do it. We've seen him do it. If he wants to go trap, he will do it. If he wants to do this Afrobeats, R&B, pop, he will do it. Rema is clear. Like, I don't understand the agenda niggas just trying to push when it comes to Rema and bullshit. Like, nah, you niggas need to stop it, bruh. You niggas need to fucking stop it. And I saw something, you know, they invented an award for Wizkid. Like, bro, he never reached that level. UBA, he never reached that level. You know, don't they invent things for people now? Like, I saw the award, Best Male in Africa. Like, Best Male in Africa. What sort of award is that? What's the category to get nominated? I said category. What's the criteria here, yeah, to get nominated for such an award? Best Male in Africa. You be on some buck wild shit, man. They're wilding. Plus, let me tell you how to. There are some things. I have this podcast episode, yeah. I was recording it with my guy. And I just noticed something, yeah. While I was recording it, I was not doing the right things. So the podcast couldn't come out nice. And there was no vibe. Just as there is no vibe on this shit. But you are listening to me. So the podcast topic is basically how to identify problematic people. But we are just taking a piece out of it. Not like problematic people. Like, we can say people that argue without facts. Lagos Drive. Don't worry, that podcast is coming soon. This one is just a bonus episode. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna name it. Bonus episode. What's popping? Basically, that's the name of the episode. And yeah, I think that's all I have for today. Euro 2020 or so is up. I don't watch soccer, so I don't care. Anyway, Copa America should be up anytime soon. Lionel Messi for the trophy. That's all I care about. Once Messi wins this shit, you guys should not compare Messi to anybody again. Because Messi is clear of your favorite. Yeah, I said it and I'll say it once again. Messi is clear of your favorite. Messi is the greatest footballer on earth. Messi is the greatest person to ever kick a football. Yeah, I said it. Unsolicited facts from Olumide Steven Akinwale. You heard it here first. Messi is the best soccer player on earth. Yeah, no cap. If Messi wins Copa America, you guys should not even start coming online and doing it. But the reality, Messi, greatest soccer player on earth. And let me end this thing on another sports note. For people who don't believe in Golden State Warriors, but NBA now, basketball, yeah, believe in us, Dubs Nation. We are coming with the Dubs next year. Once Klay Thompson gets healthy, yeah, and I believe Andrew Wiggins is beginning to get into his rookie flow, if you get what I mean. What made him win Rookie of the Year? I just pray it comes out nice next season without no injury complications, bro. Golden State is going to be a force to reckon with. We are winning the championship next year, and this is no wild goose chase. This is some real ass shit, bro. Golden State is winning the chip next year, and there's nothing you suckers can do about it. Yeah, you heard it here first. Yeah, that's it. So that's the podcast. Do you have any? Okay, you know, it's been long I did music shit on this thing, so let me go through some new music I have and give. Yeah, before I even give you music recommendation, I've been listening to Lauryn Hill. Bro, that woman can rap. Like, nah, Lauryn Hill is clear, bro. She can rap. Her flow is immaculate. Her words are just, too articulate for my liking. Lauryn Hill is not you niggas, mate. I beg. Once you people hear Lauryn Hill, respect her, man. once it comes to rap, and I've been listening to some Lauryn Hill lately, and I'm like, I was late to the party, but baby, welcome to the party. You gotta welcome me to the party, Lauryn Hill. You guys need to start listening to Lauryn Hill. Do I have any song recommendation? I should have some songs recommendation. Let me check. Paper Collion, yeah, in Done With Trust. Paper Collion, if you guys don't know who Paper Collion is, I'm not surprised, because it's more of an underground, very underground rapper, if I do say so myself. He had an album in 2019, I guess. Yeah, 2019, Fly Gangster from the 90s, but that's not the one I'm talking about. He has a new one out this year, In Done With Trust, bro. You guys need to go listen to that album. One of the best rap albums this year. I'll give it a solid 8. I said solid. I'll give it a solid 8 for some reasons. It could have been a 9 or a 9.5. I'm giving it a solid 8 for some reasons. Best known to me. Because this shit is getting long. I might cut some part. But I'm giving it a solid 8. Now, Paper Collion. You guys need to start listening to Paper Collion. And I just started listening to Abstract. That guy is good. That guy can rap. Any beat, any flow. Abstract. A-B-S-T-R-A-K-T-T. A-B-S-T-R-A-K-T-T. Abstract. Abstract is nice. You guys need to start listening to it. Oh, Action Call. Subscribe. Favorite. Follow. You know the drill. Since you know, as a goat, yeah? I'm the father goat. You guys listening are my kids. So it's only right for me to advise you. Strive to be the goat. Stay far from beef. Good night. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good day. Good year. Like your name on a blimp. That's DJ Koba.